Hey, everyone. Megan Shudark here, and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I had fun recording it. So today I'm talking about confidence, where to get it, where to find it, and how to show the world that you got it. So if you follow me on any of my social media, Megan Shudark, you can search in the Google box, Megan Shudark, and all of my social media platforms will pop up. Anywho, if you follow me or you have followed somebody else in particular that is successful, you can see their confidence beaming, glowing, coming from out of their ears. And so many people ask me, gosh, where do you get your confidence? Where did you find that? How are you so confident in yourself? Well, let me tell you. So when I was growing up, I had a really, really great mom. My mom always was my biggest cheerleader. She supported me in anything I wanted to do that was safe. So, you know, I grew up knowing that I was a badass, and I kind of just carried that on with me. I watched my mom as an independent single mom raise me the same exact way, to be an independent, strong woman. And I really watched that, and it really, really stuck with me. I saw how independent she was. I saw that nobody's opinion mattered. She didn't care what people thought of her. And that really stuck with me. And that is what I portray today. Here recently, I've lost over 55 pounds in a year, and people were blown away. I didn't display my journey along the way. I kind of just hustled behind the scenes and showed my results. And that is a huge rewarding thing. So many people were like, holy crap, I cannot believe you lost 55 pounds. When did you do it? How did you do it? And you know, and people were saying, you know, wow, you still look confident, so confident in both pictures. And the answer was, because I was successful in both. I was happy in both. I was feeling myself in both. One, I'm just healthier. But the reason for my confidence and where I found it, how I got it, and how I show it to the world is simple. You have to believe in yourself. You are your biggest critic. You are also your biggest cheerleader. It does not matter what everybody else is doing. A lot of times, self-confidence and self-consciousness comes from comparing yourself. We compare ourselves to everybody's sunshine and rainbows that we see. They're filtered lives on social media. You cannot compare to that, because one morning I might be posting this grand motivational quote or a beautiful picture of, you know, my kids or myself, just loving and living life. But in the background, I am wearing sweatpants. My hair is a hot mess. I got no makeup on. My kids are acting like it's UFC showdown, and there's clothes and just everything all over the place. That is life. That is transparency. But you know what? There's not one single person and their opinion that can change or taint my judgment of myself. That is the biggest thing that you have to realize right now, is nobody else's opinion matters. There are three people in my life right now that their opinions matter. That's my husband. That's my two kids. That is all. Nobody else's opinion matter. I have best friends. I have mentors. I have team. Whatever they think of me is their own opinion. Their opinions don't pay my bills. I do. So if I make a post and it rubs some feathers and it, you know, makes somebody unfriend me, so be it. What is that to me? You know what? Nothing. That means they were not meant to be in my tribe anyways. So you have to realize that is that nobody else's opinion matters. Nobody else pays your bills. You do. So that's the first step, is change that mindset. Quit comparing yourself to everyone else. You are you for a reason. The creator, whoever you may believe that is, or whatever you may believe that is, made us all different for a reason. And the reason is that is so that we would be ourselves. We would be a unique individual. If we're trying to compare ourselves to everyone else and be like everyone else, then we would be in a world full of clones that all looked the same, all sounded the same. It would be a robot world. Nobody wants to live in a robot world. So you have to stand out. You have to shine and radiate that confidence from the rooftops. And, you know, sometimes I go live on my social media and I might be wearing a full face of makeup. I might have my hair done. But the reason for that is because that's one of my passions. I believe makeup is art and I love to be an artist. And then there's some days in the summer where we're at the pool all day. I don't want to put on makeup. I don't want to do my hair because I've been in the pool all day, and I'll get on live video fresh faced and raw. And I still don't care. You have got to get out of your own head. You've got to get out of your own way. Don't think about what other people are thinking. Don't think about how other will perceive you. Think about how you are perceiving yourself. The way you perceive yourself, the way you think about yourself, the things that you put into your head is what the world will see and the way the world will see you. I talked to a friend today and she says, you know, I'm only the first rank in our company, and I feel like I am putting myself out there like I'm a top leader. And she said, and who am I kidding? I'm just the first rank. And I said, girlfriend, you are a fierce, beautiful boss babe. The way you portray yourself is the way people are going to see you. If you portray yourself as some self-conscious troll, they're going to see you as a self-conscious troll. If you portray yourself as a successful, beautiful person, people are going to see you as a successful, beautiful person. It's all about the way you present yourself. It's back when I was like in middle school and they said you have to dress for the position that you wanted, dress for the job you wanted. And of course I was in school because they teach you to go get a 9-to-5, but that's a different soapbox. Anywho, so they trained us and taught us, you know, you have to dress for the position that you wanted. Of course I was like, let me go get the nicest business suit possible because I want CEO. That's my dream job title. That's the job title I'm going to dress for. Fast forward 10-15 years, that's where I am today. But that's what I dressed for. I didn't dress like the cashier. I didn't dress like an entry-level person. I dressed for the CEO position because that's how I portrayed myself. Even at a young age, that is what I put out. So you have to really stop looking at what other people see, stop looking at what other people think, and look inside yourself. Look at how you portray yourself, how you think about yourself. If you keep putting negativity into your head about, oh, my face is messed up today. Oh my God, I have a huge zit. Oh my gosh, my hair looks like a mess, a rat's nest. My clothes are dirty. I'm wearing pajamas. If you keep putting that into your mindset, guess what? That is going to be the continuous thing that you say to yourself. But if you put into your mind, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am successful, I am fierce, I am bold, I empower others, that is what is going to cast off of you. So you must change your mindset first before you can change the appearance that you portray to others. I really, really hope that this reaches somebody who is struggling with confidence and struggling with self-confidence and, you know, just not feeling themselves, because I used to be like that, but I changed my mindset and realized I don't care what other people think. If they don't like me, they're not meant to be in my tribe. We cannot be everyone's cup of tea, but we can be one person's shot of whiskey. So I really hope that this reaches somebody who loves it. If you like it, please leave me a review and subscribe to my channel for future empowering and inspiring information. All right, I'll catch y'all next time. Bye, guys.